Nashville business leaders are pushing for a pie-in-the-sky approach to transit, and that includes talk of moving the sprawling Radnor Rail Yard out of town to free up the tracks for possible commuter traffic. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
There's a familiar sound in South Nashville between 100 Oaks and Harding Place. The screeching and slamming is hundreds of train cars being sorted and hitched, then sent in every direction. Nashville has one of the larger rail yards in the CSX system, and with all the incoming and outgoing freight trains, there's virtually no chance the company would share its right-of-way with passenger cars. But if the rail yard moved?
That's been discussed for a long time. Nashville is a bottleneck for CSX.
Liza Jofrian oversees railroads for the Tennessee Department of Transportation. She says relocating the operation would have mutual benefits. She says the city's already a choke point for the company. Maybe a fresh start somewhere else would fix that. For commuter rail, it would mean no longer being sidetracked by national freight just passing through. And of course, developers would line up to have a shot at hundreds of acres so close to downtown. The Metropolitan Planning Organization already has its eyes on a prospective relocation site in Rutherford County, where I-24 crosses 840. TDOT's Liza Jofrian says she's willing to start a discussion, but warns it's a long process.
I would think a decade would be speedy, probably.
As for CSX, a spokesperson says any proposal would at least be evaluated. Other cities, like Charlotte, have recently relocated urban rail yards, though none as big as Radnor. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.